Daf Chof Aleph, right? Wonderful. And we're holding on the bottom of Daf Chof Amud Beis, three lines up from the bottom. So we were in the middle of discussing the halacha of the secondary Avelim, and what it means to be Noyeg Avelusa Be'apa, or Be'ape, we're talking about a wife, wife's scarves, or secondary of other craving. So here was a case of a Memar where Shachiv Le Barbare, his grandson died, Korah Eluya, first of all he was Korah Begoda, Otabre, his son came in, and then Korah Be'ape. He tore once again in front of his son, because his son was the one who was really sitting Shiva, and he was sitting because of the shneim, so he wanted to show his son some learn. He wanted to show his son that he was mechabe the averus, a kor biape. Itka de miyushav kara, he then remembered that he had torn while he was sitting. Kom, he got up, and kora mu'umad, and he tore once again standing. Tosus doesn't like this term, because the middle piece over here that he was kara ba'ape is very strange. Why? Where did we see it? Here to be noyeg avelusa specifically again before? I mean, it had already been kareya. It was clear that it had been kareya. Why did it be kara ba'ape? He brings an interesting pirish that it means otabre, his son came and his son tore his own begadim in front of our meimar to remind him that he hadn't done the kriya correctly, that he had been korea sitting. So then he remembered that he was korea sitting. So then he got up and was korea. Then he remembered the miyush of kara, kom kara mu'umad, and he got up and was kareya again standing. How do we know that the kriya has to be done while standing? When Iyov heard all the horrible things that had happened, so it said that he stood up and he tore his coat. Elamayata asked the Gemara, if it says viamad, so what does that mean? So somebody, every time we find something done standing, like it says, V'amad V'amar lo chafatsi lekachta, by chalitza. Does that mean that chalitza has to be done standing up, and that the whole conversation has to be standing up, achinami? But Tanya, doesn't it say, Beferush in the Braita, Bein Yoshev, Bein Omeid, Bein Moteh, doesn't matter what the position is, or the people involved in Mi'ila, in the chalitza, they could be standing, sitting, bending, whatever the case is. Omar le, Hatam lo k'tiv v'ya'am, Amod v'yomar, it says v'yamad v'yamar, right? V'yamad v'yamar can be understood as, stand here and say that to me. In other words, it doesn't mean stand up, it means to make a stand, take a stand. Tosfos points out, we found exactly the same lashon a few pages ago, where they were talking about shiduchim, and then it says, amad v'kichu, does it mean amad v'kichu, they stood up? It means amad v'kichu, in other words, you made a commitment to do the kiddushin, that's on your chas, on the base, made a kiddushin at that moment, same thing. So that's what it would mean over here, but when it says Vayakov, it means he was sitting, and now he stands. That's all different things. Sitting or stands means that it's a chiyuv. So therefore, here, achakti Vayakov Vayikra. Omar Rami Bar Chama. I have another mock. Naila Kriya Shumu Uman. He also brought along now this Maimer of Iyov, which we're gonna have to find something else, as we'll see. And he brought the Pasuk, Vayakov Iyov Vayikra. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that that's a riot? Dilun Nilti Yeteratu Da'avat. It's true that Iyov did stand up. Maybe, I mean, we find Iyov doing things that are not part of the chiyuv of Avilut. He may have done these things as a reaction to the horror of what had happened to him. I mean, the whole family wiped out. These terrible things. So maybe Milta Yeteratu with Iyov. Maybe he was overreacting. Dilote Ma'akim. It says, Vayagez et Rosho. That he also tore the hair out of his head. I mean, is that also a chiyuv? Achinami. I mean, what did you tear your hair out? There's a halacha that an oval is supposed to tear his hair out. You're going to come learn from me to tear your hair out. So now the point over here is that he's expressing anguish. Therefore, we bring a second mimer because we're deicha the mimer of Iyov, and we learn it indeed from somewhere else. We learn it from the following, where it says the vayokom hamelech v'yikra et bigadav. That David Hamelech stood, tore his begadim, and then he sat shiva over here. The story of Avshalom and Amnon. Amnon was murdered. So there are two estimates. How do we know Dilun Nilti Yeteravit? How do you know that he wasn't doing this also as an expression of more than the normal anguish? Dilote Mahakim, how are you going to explain the fact that the Pusik also says, Vayikrat Begadav Vayishkav Arza, that then he lied down on the ground? I mean, the Ochinami, is there a Chiev of sitting down on the ground? So you'll say that's part of the Chiev maybe of Kviat Amitah, to be sitting on the ground. Kiyat HaMita, you're not yotze by sitting on the ground. Vatanya yashav agabi mita, agabi kisei, agabi udainai. So if the avel would sit down on a chair, on a normal bed, or on a chair, or on a stool, and even agabi karka, lo yotze yedei chovato. Meaning, Om Rabbi Yochanan Shlokim Kviyat HaMita. The chiyuv of Kviyat HaMita is not simply turning the bed over, but sitting down on an overturned bed. But sitting down on the ground is not an issue. There's no kiyum mitzvah for the avodah there. Omar lei ke'en arza. It doesn't mean, when it says that David sat on the ground, it means he sat on the Kviyat HaMita, which to David is like sitting on the ground. That's all it's saying. In other words, it's close to the ground, and it's as if he was in the dirt. So there we have a good riot. So the fact that he was stood to do kriya is a raya that kriya has to be done standing. Tana Rabbanan, Elu Devarim Sha'avel Asur Behem. Asur B'Melacha. He's not allowed to do any work. Berchitza, Besicha, B'Tashmish HaMita, U'B'Nilat HaSandal. Not allowed to wash, or for that matter, not only wash itself, but wash his clothing. Sicha, Tashmish HaMita, Nilat HaSandal, Ve'Asur Lekrot B'Torah, B'Nevi'im B'Ktuvim. Not allowed to read the Torah Shebal Shebiktav. Not allowed to read Torah Shebal Peh, Lishanat B'Mishnah, B'Midrash, B'Alachot, B'Shas, the Shas is the Gemara, and there was a Vayas Abaye the Rova, B'Agadot, the Medrash. Now the first Medrash means the Medrash Alachot, like the Mechilta, the Sifra, the Sifri. Agadot is like the Bereshis Rabba. V'im Ayu Rabim Tzrichim Lo, Enonim Na. If people need him to teach, so then he's allowed to continue to teach. And Shaila's over here, is he mutter in things that are mutter on Tisha B'Av, or is he Yasser totally in learning? The truth is that that's a machlokas and shayim. We paskin that the avel is mutter in the other things. And then there's a machlokas whether that means that he's chayav in the other things. In other words, is this din that he doesn't learn Torah, is that a din that there's no mitzvah Talmud Torah on the avel? And if that's the case, the Rishonim asked from the earlier sugya, that he's chayav b'chol mitzvah z'amunis b'torah chutz b'nat tefillin shenemar ben per, which we've had a number of times. So he's chayav b'chol mitzvah z'amunis b'torah. So how is he not chayav? Others say, but what do you mean? So why by Tisha B'Av do we mention that he reads these other things? How come over here we don't mention it? And what do we do with that? Ritva says maybe when it says kol mitzvahs, it doesn't mean literally kol mitzvahs. It's very, very modern. Because if l'maisi is chayev in Talmud Torah, then he has to learn those things. What you're saying, he's allowed to learn those things. They're very interesting. So yeah. I mean, l'maisa, I'm telling my own opinion, but this doesn't have any mocker in the Rishonim, but fairish mocker anyway, but my own opinion is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Bichlal is a mitzvah that doesn't have any particular time. It's not that there's a chiyuv to always be learning Torah. It's a mitzvah to be learning Torah when you're able to be learning Torah. And you're supposed to be at least once a day to learn Torah, so you're yotze with Kriya Shema, once a day, once a night, so you're yotze with Kriya Shema. Fine. Then the question is, but a person who is in a matzav to be learning Torah is being without the Torah when he's not learning Torah. But the Ovel is not in a matzav to be learning Torah. That's the point. You can't say b'chuyuv to learn. As if he's holding by learning. So then fine, this is what he should learn. It's not possible to say a mitzvah chiyuvit on Talmud Torah b'chlal. There's no specific time you're supposed to be Isaac in this mitzvah. As you can see, somebody goes on vacation, he's over on Bittul Torah. Somebody spends a minute extra looking around in the store for which lachamaniyot is being over on Bittul Torah. Obviously, no such thing. That's part of the v'lech l'chavaderach. It's the way that we paskin. It's the aneg ben minigarach eretz. It's the way you normally live. An avon normally lives without being Isaac in Torah. That's what I have to say. Kriya Shema Yischayev. Because Yitz is Talmud Torah. Okay. What I have to say. In any event, back to the circle. What more, please? No, because there's you could think that maybe it's a special din in Torah Shebiktav. Maybe it's a, remember, since over here those who learn it, according to those who learn that the Isser stems specifically from the Simcha of Divrei Torah. So then maybe you would think only the Chibur to Dvar Hashem and Har Sinai is Mamash B'Sameach. Kamashmon even maybe Dafka Divrei Nevi'ah is Kamashmon even. Maybe you would think only things that your daughter is directly from the Psukim and so on and so forth. So it expands. In other words, each one is a slight expansion. And there was a maisa actually where made Benosh Rabbi Yossi B'Tzipori. Rabbi Yossi's son died in Tzipori, and he came into the Beit HaMidrash and he was derish the entire day. Why? Because they needed it. That was when he always gave the drash. Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Yes, very raw dinim, absolutely.
For an individual.
The Ferish, it says, yes. The Rabin Tzvikla means that every individual can ask him dinim and a raw. Rabba Barbachana Isra de Milta. Rabba Barbachana suffered an avilut. Suffered a little mefik lapirkas. He thought he wouldn't go to the drosha. Omele Reb Chanina. What do you mean? It says beferish that if the rabbim need you, over here certainly the rabbim need you. You always give the drasha. How could you not give the drasha? So he went. No, they say that it means only, it means that there's nobody else that's roy to take his place. Otherwise, you can have somebody take his place. But in a drasha that's attended by the rabbim, that's actually brought Shiloh Lagabi, a Shabbos HaGadol drasha. Interesting. From this Gemara, that a lot of times it happened. The Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa brings it. The Shabbos HaGadol drasha, that you have the same din. So what do you say? There's plenty of people give a drasha. What's the big deal? But it's not, if it's another concern. If it's something that he would always be the one to give, so then it becomes Avelis Befaesia. Even if there is somebody that would take his place, so then, but for another reason, he wouldn't be allowed to do it in the Shabbos HaGadol. There's those who but that's how he passed in the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. He went to give the drasha. So therefore, when you give the drasha, normal way to give the drasha, of course, is you use a human loudspeaker, which is the Amora. So Sovalukumi Amora, he thought that he would have his normal Amora, who would translate down the shir for everybody and expand on it loud, and he would just speak to the Amora. Or Marley Rav, well, he was getting it from all sides. Everything he did, somebody had something to say today. So Rav said to him, Tanya, says in the Braisa, no. You go to give the drasha, but the Vachlo Yamitur Geman, you can't have somebody there, that's already it puts you in a position of honor and chashivos and so on. The noble's not supposed to be in that kind of matzah. But it's a logistical necessity. So hechi yavid, so what do we do? Ki adetanya maaseh made benosh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi, who was a maaseh when Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi's son was nifter v'nichvas l'beit ha-midrash v'nichvas Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya sat down next to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi v'yashav b'tzido. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi said the shir in a whisper. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya said the shir to the Meturgeman, and the Meturgeman was Meshpil Rabbi. So that way, the Meturgeman wasn't directly Mechabed Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. Tana Rabbanan, Avel Shlosha Yamim Arishonim Asur Lahaniach Tefillin, Mishlishi Ve'elech, and Shlishi Bechlal Mutar Lahaniach Tefillin. That's a very strange language. The Avel is not allowed to wear tefillin for 3 days, but from day three, including day three, he can wear tefillin. So then just say he can't wear tefillin for 2 days. To check to say from day three, we're going to say, let's first see the Sugya Bim Lo'o, and then we'll get a better sense of why the language, that's one possibility. Why the language is this way. This is the first part of the halacha. The second part, which also once again relates divrei simcha and divrei avilut, imbo panim chadashot, there is a panim chadasha shows up. So panim chadasha shows up to the avilut. It's also the same thing in panim chadasha show up to a wedding. To the sheva bracha. Just like you have to now redo the simcha for the panim chadasha, so you have to redo the avilut for the panim chadasha. It's amazing. So the panim chadasha would be mechayavim, therefore, the Pashtus, he should show once again the Avelut and take off his tefillin. But actually, says Rabbi Eliezer, imbo panim chadashot eno chaletz. Once he puts his tefillin on, if panim chadashot is there, he's not chaletz the tefillin. The many are medayik, but that means that if panim chadashot is coming, he shouldn't put on the tefillin. This means he doesn't have to take off the tefillin. Rabbi Yeshua argues on two things. First of all, he says, Avel, shnei yamim arishayim asam yachad. It's actually only the first 2 days that he doesn't put on tefillin. And from the second day, which includes the second day, same language, v'sheni b'chlal, mutar laniach tefillin, is mutter to wear tefillin. That's number one, I argue on you. Number two, I argue on you, that im bo panim chadashot choletz. I hold that panim chadashot is mechayev chalitzat tefillin. Omer, No. L'chore, he holds b'chlal. I mean, this is really, it's a machlokas rishonim. It's not negeg, we don't pass on like either of these, but it's a machlokas rishonim, because otherwise, I mean, it brings a riot, otherwise the rest of the sugya doesn't make sense unless he's referring to it. The first time Panim Chadashot came, I wasn't there before for the Mi'chav Avelin. Well, however long he's being Menachem.
As long as he's there,
he can't. He shouldn't put on his tefillin. I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer, or Chaylitz, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Masa, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer. Where does Rabbi Eliezer get the idea that we're talking about over here, the 2 days? Because that's what it boils down to, right? I mean, 2 days he can't wear his tefillin, I'll leave it there. Tiftiv Vayitmu Yimei b'chiyav amoshel. You may, it's a minimum of two. Om Ravina, my time of Rabbi Yeshua, d'chtiv achrita kiyom mar. The end of life is a bitter day, one day. So it means that the avilut is one day. Rabbi Yeshua nami achtiv v'itmu yimei. What does he do with the idea that over there it's clearly more than one day? It's Lashon Rabbim. Omar lecha, he says, it's true, but shiny Moshe. I mean, Moshe is a unique case. The tokif avay. I mean, obviously the loss of Moshe Rabbeinu is a profound avilut that maybe is a greater impact than a normal avilut. If you have two psukim, and one says kiyom, so you take the kiyomai, you have by Moshe yimei, so enochinami. That's because Moshe is unique. And what about Rebbe Eliezer? Doesn't it say, v'achrita kiyomar, iker merira chad yumal. The iker meriris indeed is one day. That's true, but it extends also, and that may be legabe other halachas, that there's a chiyav of bechia and the omrishan and so on. But there's the other halachas extend further. Omar Ula, halacha Rebbe Eliezer b'chalitza, interesting halacha. When it comes to the din of chalitza, meaning to take off the tefillin once they're being worn, so then we pasken like Rebbe Eliezer, who holds that you're not chalitz. But halacha Rebbe Yoshua b'hanacha. We pasken, however, like Rebbe Yoshua, when it comes to the din of hanacha, which means that there's only an iser of one day, not of 2 days. Rebbe Eliezer said it's 2 days. So now let me ask you something. Yiboilu, in the second day, Aliba de Ula, who says that we're paskening over here, on the one hand, the Gabi the Chalitza, so Ula is saying that Allah Rebbe Eliezer, and there is a din of Chalitza. So what does that mean on the second day? On the second day, you're saying there's a din of Chalitza. So then, if on the second day, he was wearing tefillin, cholet, so I know cholet. So would he take off his tefillin or not? Because it's a very interesting situation. Both shitas end up agreeing. Because Rebbe Eliezer, all Zeno Cholet, says, but you shouldn't be wearing a tefillin anyway. You should take off your tefillin stam. Because according to him, the second day, you don't wear a tefillin. And according to Rebbe Yoshua, he's chayav to take off his tefillin when Banim Kadoshes came. So they both agree right now, when the Banim Kadoshes walk in, he should not be wearing tefillin. So does that mean that Ula would hold, indeed, that on the second day, that there would be a chiyav of chalitza? So again, if it was only referring to the second day, that was the only day it was negev of chalitza. What's the Gemara asking? He's paskening legabe what? That's Tosfos Raya. It must be that it was legabe the whole time, din of chalitza. So even though he's paskening against the din of chalitza normally, but on the second day, it turns out that all are agreed. So what would be the din over there? And says the Gemara, Toshma, Omar Ula choletza meiniach, afilu meyapami, meyapami. Every time a new person walks in who hadn't been wearing his tefillin, who hadn't seen him, that he hadn't worn tefillin the first day, so he's chalitz his tefillin. He puts him back on, another guy walks in, he's chalitz his tefillin again. By the way, in terms of that halacha before, where some are medayik, that if they're putting chadoshes, he shouldn't put on tefillin, halacha lamaisa, right? Because the only machlokas was whether he should be chaylech for gabi, that lamaisa, the place can bring that for kriyat shema, for tefillah, people come in, there's a lot of putting chadoshes by davening, that it's, that over there he should be wearing. This is not kedai because of that diak over here, to not be wearing tefillin the time of kriyat shema and tefillah.
In these days, were people wearing tefillin all day long?
Yeah, that's the norm of wearing tefillin. Yeah. Where people are, you know, not unable to keep their mind on their tefillin, or to remain clean. So Tashma Ulam Echad Afilu Meyapam Tanya Nami Achi Yehuda Ben Tema Omer Chilet Shemeniach Afilu Meyapam Rova Amar Kivan Sheiniach Shumero Chilet. First time that the guy puts on tefillin, he keeps them on. From that point, he's not chilet for panim padashes. Halach is he had a right to wear tefillin. He doesn't have to prove that he had taken off his tefillin for panim padashes. He doesn't have to react with the new aveilus for panim padashes. And there's no problem. How can this be Rava? Rava was the one who said before. It's unbelievable. The whole mission that said that you need to keep 3 days of Avelut before the regular cancel Shiva, which we didn't paskin like, Rava held that we paskin like. Remember before? Was Rava who said, Aloka Katana Didan, the Omar Shalesha. So how could Rava be the one who's making and say that on the second day already, he's the one that should hold the whole Shalesha. So on the second day already, he should put on his tefillin and leave his tefillin on? Now, how's he changing his mind? Because we get more mitzvah, shining. The other things we're talking about are Hanahaga of the Avelus, or the Bittul of the Avelus. It's all very nice. Wearing tefillin is a mitzvah. Which I have to say will be mevatel the mitzvah. By the way, whole question over here is what this svara is. Is this svara? Because since the tefillin is a dioraita, so only an Avelut dioraita, where the remez is vachrita yom ki yom mar, would be doicha the tefillin dioraita. That's what some suggest. But according to that, if someone becomes an Avel not on the actual day of the mitzvah, let's say it's the Shmur Rechaker, in the cases that we saw before, so then he would be chayef to wear tefillin the first day, and indeed that's not the din. And so many Rechaylik on that, and that it's just the halacha of the Iker Merirut. So there he's not in a matzav of Pe'er, Pe'er Chachavosh Alecha, he's in a matzav of Eifer, he's Megulol Ba'ofer, as it says. It's not proper to be wearing tefillin. That's the point. But after that, since it's a mitzvah, it can't be mevat of the mitzvah. So if this is... Rich? Yeah. Okay, sweetie. We need you. He's already walked out on me, this mission. You're going to walk out too. I'm going to be left completely alone. Hey, we have a protest martyr. Yes, indeed. So, got a point. But according to this, it comes out that one possible way of understanding the strange language, very strange language, 3 days he doesn't wear tefillin. But from day three, he can wear tefillin. Then just think around, it's very funny. 2 days he can't wear tefillin. But after 2 days, including the second day, he can wear tefillin. What is that supposed to mean? So again, one possibility is maybe it's just an Indian of mixing on the kula. Which he can wear. Really, even though normally we wouldn't, paskin al libe the chachamim. We paskin the chachamim. Who argue with Abba Shaul, don't paskin that mixing on the kula. But the gabi tefillin they do. That's how some learn it. Others learn that maybe there's same as mixing on the kula when it comes to tefillin. I feel about Lila. You know, normally mixing on the kula we're not saying about Lila. But this gives us an easy out. That the etzem, the din is really that 2 days is avelut, that should be deicha, the tefillin. However, mitzvah shayne, since in India we're being deicha the avelut, it's not the pshat that it's, we were never koveya. The din is really, it's 3 days. And 3 days is a time in which it would have been roy not to. However, mitzvah shayne, what can you do? Because even those who hold 3 days, we're maskim that once you put them on already, you can't take them off. In other words, it's coming to bring out, and there's other perushim, and this also was a very, very strange language for sure. Fine. Oops. I get tone. Back to the.
That's the tone that was
going to
be with the
Edson,
the 3 days that
I put back. Correct. Yeah. Tone Rabbanim. Avel Shloshe Yomim Arishu, Nim Asur Bimlach. So he's Asur to do Malacha for 3 days. We have few Ania Mitparnes Vinatadaka, even if he's Nebach, I mean, it doesn't have anything. He's still, he cannot do Malacha, others have to take care of him. Mikan Ve'elech Osa Betsidon Betoch Beso, from that point on, he can do things. Here it's also Machloikas, whether this means any of or the Ani, Hamis Parnes Ben Atzadaka, can do things betzina betov beiso. Via isha tova bepelach betov beita, she's allowed to continue doing it. Also in her own home, continue to doing the things that normally support the family, such as twisting threads. We're talking about an avelus here, right? Malacha that takes time. That's tired. Yeah, similar to Chol HaMoed kind of idea. Doesn't mean he can't turn on a fire on the stove to cook an egg. And so on. That's for sure. Things that are mutter and yontem for sure are mutter for not.
Afiloni
Misbanes Minat Sadaka shouldn't do. We don't give him any dispensation. What do you mean? He's desperate.
They're giving him from tzedakah.
But he doesn't want to take tzedakah. I'm saying he's normally in a case which is living hand to mouth. That's how bad he is.
So he's not a nani
mitzvah.
A nani mitzvah
doesn't
have anything to worry about. That's only nowadays. Even if he becomes mitzvah, is that it? If he becomes, even if it makes him mitzvah.
It means that he's in such a matzav that he won't have money, he's going to be back on the dole. Like this, he's able to get over this. So obviously, he tries as best as he can.
Even if he's a guy,
yeah,
who's
going to be
mispanished
benetzadok?
What do you say? Can't do it.
Because the
malacha
has to go door to door. Is that what it means?
No,
I'm not. I'm really the.
No, that's all. I feel only mispanished
benetzadok
means that.
All the trade.
Right. It is nowadays there are people who that's their promise.
Guy's the son-in-law, he takes it with him, he promises to the
kids, you know, like. Tanu Rabbanan, Ovo Shloshi Yomim Arishonim Eino Holech L'Beit HaAvel. מכאן ואילך הולך ואינו יושב במקום הנחמים אלא במקום המתנחמים. So the oval for the first 3 days doesn't go to a different oval's home to be menachem or to a levaya, but after the first 3 days he does go. There's a number of things here which are very strange because they've just become completely bottled. Like the din of kviat amita, which Tosfos discusses. But what happened to kviat amita? It says elu dvorim shavah. These are the things he's supposed to do. This is how he does it. If he sits down on the ground, he's not yaitze. Whoever saw an oval sitting down in an upside down bed? Everybody sits down on the ground or on the stool. There's a whole list. Sit down on the stool. You're not yaitze. How do we ignore such halacha? It's very interesting. How did this come about? Ignore the halacha. So, I mean, we spoke about before one possibility. If I say that nowadays the beds have a pole at all four sides. That certainly was in the Middle Ages, so that if you turn the bed over, it's the same thing as it was in standing up. What's the difference is the poles become now, the beds the become now, they're top. Standing on the bottom and they're standing on the top. How do you see the difference? There's nothing again. Another very strange pshat that Taisus bring is that the Goyim view that kind of behavior as having to do with black magic. Mm-hmm. Turning over beds, voodoo dolls, what are they doing to you? They were afraid of pogrom. They couldn't do it. So the halacha fell into disuse. It was no longer a way of expressing an avelut. Yeah, but there are no, they said in Mishartim, what do you mean? The maid goes out and talks and so on, that's all you need. All the blacks from Sewido, they come out, you know, there. What's he doing? You know, who knows what he's doing to us? In other words, it's dangerous. Okay, I mean, again, these are halachas, but they're halachas that are linked to socially mandated ways of expressing anguish. When something loses, as the Ramah says, something loses its connection to social realities, they know element of matmiya. I mean, the guy's acting weird. He's not acting normally. This halacha also has fallen out of use, that an oval should be heilet, after shleisha, the oval should be heilet to another avelus, whoever it is. The oval doesn't go out to a different avelus. So in a finami, there it's brought, I mean, they're the peskim bring, that it used to be that, I mean, their lashon is that there were sidorim nechainim for nicham avelim. But nowadays, rachmana litzlan, the nicham avelim is a big joke anyway, so we can't have people walk in, and they sit, and they talk, and that, it's not serious, nicham avelim. So because of that, that's all that we need. What is it? Allow him to leave what little Nicham Avelim he has to go join another one of these groups of jokers. That you call Nicham Avelim. So there are the Mepharshim on the Mepharshim. What's that? Sidorim Nechainim. They had special places. That were Meyuchat, the Nechoma. Wasn't inside the house. There weren't some people hanging around. It was a Mokum that were only people that were interested in seriously being involved in Nicham. And they would talk to the person. And not but nowadays, everybody comes in with philosophers. Sure, you know, they're philosophers. They have exactly, they have it all worked out. This is the way you should look at life. This is the way you should look at life. They have all the answers and so on. Of course, the oval's ready to shoot them in the head, but he's not provided with any weapons, you know. But that is for Nicham Avelim nowadays. Hashem Yirachim. Well, that's exactly it. Was the oil Avelim? That's it. Welcome to Yuchat for Avelim. Yeah. So that's serious Avelut. It could be that they still have this meaning that an oval is highlighted. Yeah, that's it. It's a birchas avelim, a birchas amazon. Oh, another issue that fell out of use. I'm sure by the Taimanim, they take their religion seriously.
Not
all the Sfarim. That's another thing that went out of use. Exactly. I'm glad you mentioned it. Tzatifas HaRosh, we made such a big deal of Al Safami Ated, Mitzera, well enough of Mitzera. What happened with that? Again, since it's one of these socially mandated things, so it says that but today somebody's going to walk around with Atifas HaYishmaelim. Doesn't discuss this also? Going to walk around with that. It has to be Atifas HaYishmaelim. He's going to walk around wearing one of these Arab head things. People are going to burst out laughing.
Now
there's a rest. No, so Enochinami. So no, that's not something funny. So yes, how about, I mean, Lamaisa, if the circumstances do add up for you. But really, it's a low chilko. It's not, you can't judge it each thing by its immediate standard. What becomes now the norm for the awful? And this Eidah, this Yilat, an interesting thing. But in that sense, it's very similar. Dinei Avelis have also that curious Solomoyed relationship. You can't just say a klal. And Baskin HaLokah from the klal. It's all over the place, various inyans.
mandate.
Oh, because it's similar in Yonim, like what the Gemara said before. The Chachamim were kaveya the halakas based on multiple judgment issues, and therefore their akuras were great advantage. Find that the hardest halakas to get a psak halacha brura on is dinei avelis and cholamoy. Mamish, interesting thing, and they appear together in this. It's a davar yadua, and even the peskim agadelim. It's mentioned in Sfarim that afilu a peskim agadelim, they never know what they're talking about when it comes to ilchas avelis. So some explain it because people are, that don't like to be Isaac in ilchas avelis. They're afraid it's mayan hora. There's people who never learn white cotton and things like that. So it became already something that people aren't that bucky. And I think that the real issue is that there's a fundamental problem here. You can't simply give over the halacha as a category. There's too many issues that need to be taken into consideration. Yeah, and exactly what is meant, since it's not only minag, it's since the chachamim merkaveh, it's not clear. So what are the shiurim? What exactly is required? What do you mean? We'll see. I mean, we're coming to some of these complex sugyas, which ad hayom, it's not a, you'll find tremendous machlokes, and also very much dependent on what the reality is. Things are different when you had air travel, or it started with train travel, and so on, all these things, makam karav, shmur, rechayka, telephones, this, what's considered to be not, no longer, to be, say goodbye to the mace. When you say goodbye to the mace, you're in touch with the telephone the whole time. You know exactly when the moment of kfor is. All of these issues are a very fundamental problem. Tan Rabbanan, Avel Shlosha Yamim Arishanim Asur B'Sheilat Shalom. The first 3 days, the Avel doesn't give Shalom Aleichem to anybody. Mishlosh Avat Shiva, Meshiv, he can respond if somebody says Shalom to him, but Eino Shoel, he does not say Shalom. Mikan Ve'elach Shoelo Meshiv Kedarko. After that, he can be like anybody else and ask. What? First, after those, we're saying after Shiva. Shloif, we'll see. We're gonna show that this is wrong. It's not completed yet. So after the Shiva, he can say Shalom Aleichem to people and so on. What do you mean? Shloish Yom Rishonim Oser B'Shilat Shalom. First of all, I'll tell you Ma'aseh Shaya V'Tanya. Ma'aseh Metu B'Nav Shu Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's two sons died. Nichnasu Kol Yisrael V'Sidon Hesved Gadol. B'Shat Tiratan. Everybody was leaving. Man, there was a massive, thousands of people had come. Unbelievable Hesved. So Omar Rabbi Akiva Al Safsal Gadol. He stood up on a ladder. V'Omar Achenu Beis Yisrael Shimu. I want everybody to hear me. Afilu Shnei Banim Chatanim. These were young children. But even if they had been sons who were chasonim or been married with bad families, which would have been a much greater tragedy, he, meaning himself, Rabbi Akiva, would have found in your behavior a nechama. So I just want you to know, who did you come for? You came for Akiva Lez. I come Akiva Bishuk. There's plenty of Akiva Lez out there. Obviously, why did you come? Because you felt the teras aleikov belibo. You felt that this man carries around the teras Hashem. So you're meaning you're being mechabed, not me. You're being mechabed teras Hashem. So then kol shekein shescharchem kaful. That's an unbelievable schar you have. Luchul aveitchem neshalim. They use the word shalom and bless them with shalom. That's psicha shalom. You said it's osir. Here was mamish the day of the kvura. Well, how was he allowed to do this? Shloshi yamim rishon is not allowed to. And it says the gemara kved rabim shining. That's a difference. This is something where it's not for a person. It's all vichtu kol yisrael. It means that people who are from all around, whoever could come, came. That's a completely different thing. That's not a personal relationship at all. It's very interesting. It's a beautiful tshuvas on Rambam. That actually says this same idea about himself. Very interesting. Somebody wrote him a letter, fascinating letter, asking the Rambam to have Mishneh Torah translated into Arabic. He says, look, I'm a big Amoritz. I'm Mamish and Amoritz. I'm desperate for material in English, Arabic. And I learned through your whole Pirush on the Mishnayos. I loved it. And I'm dying to hear your Mishneh Torah. It was translated into Arabic. Translated to Hebrew. I wish you had written Mishneh Torah in Arabic, but if at least have it translated in Arabic. And he writes to me, he says, and you should know, I love you so much. Every word you say is like, he gives a whole big speech how much he loves the Rambam. The Rambam writes in bad. He says, first of all, I want to make it, it's not me you love, but it's Sam you love. You love Meshav ben Maimon. What do you love Meshav ben Maimon? Because you feel that I am just a koshkin you love the Torah. Secondly, I never want to hear you say such words again. You're an Amoritz. You read through the whole Pirush HaMishnayos and you're an Amoritz. That's beautiful. How can you call yourself an Amoritz? That is, it's such a great letter. It's a classic Rambam. And then it says, and now to tell you the truth, I have to admit, I'm sorry I ever wrote that Pirush in that damn Arabic. I'm certainly not going to translate the Torah. That's what he writes. And he says, I'm sorry I ever did it. And he says, and I want you to know, Mishnah Torah, I wrote to be available to every idiot in the world. It's written in the simplest Hebrew. You'll see, try it, within a couple of weeks, you'll be flying in it. It's no problem. Fantastic, fantastic letter. He says, I'm sorry. Okay, but it's apparently he based it on this Gemara with Rabbi Akiva. Well, it's Akiva that you're Machabe. Teres Alekov, believer. That it would have been a greater tragedy. They would have been married. They would have been
Balin. Nonetheless,
even so, I would have had a Nachon. Mishalesh, he said, Mishalesh of Shiva, Meshiv Vienu Sheyo, Mikan Velach Sheyo, Meshiv Kedarka. By the way, there's a very, very Choshev Ritva that apparently there were Mefarshim that did not see this Ritva. Modern Peskin that didn't see this Ritva. Now he's Sheyo, Meshiv Kedarkai, but Veramino, it says in the Bright, Amotzi et Chavero Avel Betosh. Someone who bumps into a friend, that is a novel, it's a B'toch Shleish. So he says to him, what he feels about his loss, it's all, but Eino Shoyal B'Shloimai. He does not Shoyal B'Shloimai. After 30 days, he is Shoyal B'Shloimai. And Eino Medaber Imo Tanchumi. Meta Ishto, in a case where the guy's wife had died. V'nasa Isha Acheret. And he was betoch shloshim, and he had married another woman. Portos points out, it has to be talking about betoch shloshim, because then it's why it's the Einar Rishoy Lekonis Lebeis. So Einar Rishoy Lekonis Lebeis of the Daberim El Tanchumim, because even B'Shar Meisim, you don't speak Tanchumim after shloshim. So it's got to be saying even within shloshim, which is mashma, it's mutter for him to remarry within 30 days of the death of his wife. So Enochinami, the Rabbeinu Tam says that in a case where there are children, for sure, there for sure it's mutter. Everybody is mater. Rabbeinu Tam is tam mater after Shiva to be able to have a wife. But where there's children, for sure it's mutter. And we had the mice over here. Or the mice here in the Rova with the Zilberman's wife was killed in a terrible attack. Buzz. And then the American Moderna was all outraged. How could he get remarried? He married her sister. Take care of the kids. So there, he shouldn't go into the house because that'll be Mitzayer, his new wife. I mean, he can't go in the house, talk about Tanchumim, about the original wife. And part of the Tanchum is talk about how wonderful his wife was and so on. How can he do that in front of this new wife? But Matzo Beshuk, if he finds him in the market, so there, Omerlo B'Safar Rafa B'Kovid Rosh, there also, he shouldn't speak Mamish Tanchumim because if he speaks a lot of Tanchumim, he'll make the person rethink his relationship with his current wife. You know, she was such a great woman, and this one is what she was.
It's only because he's married again.
Because he's married again, exactly. So even over there, if it was under Gerher, we don't want him to rethink, you know, the woman that he took to take her place. So anyway, but it says over here, they were talking about after Shiva. You said after Shiva, it could be Sheryl Meshiv Kedarka, and here it says not. Omer Aviri Baravin. Who Sheryl B'Shlom Achirim? It means he can be Shoyal. So why? Because Acherim Shoyim B'Shalom. Other people have Shalom, so why can't he ask Mashlom Cha? How is your Shalom? But we hear it saying in the Brisa, don't ask him Mashlom Cha, because he doesn't have any Shalom, because he's still B'Tar Shleishim. So, but Acherim ain't Shalom B'Shalomo, Shu ain't Oshari B'Shalom. What are you talking about? It says Meshiv. Did you not say Meshiv Kedarka? It says Meshiv, it means that other people are asking him. They're saying Shalom Aleichem to him. You said after Shiva, it's what does it Shalom Aleichem to him? And now it says not. How do you explain that? Mechlada Shaimin and Lay. That just means the Lo Yadi. Somebody who doesn't know that he was a novel. Or somebody who doesn't know who was also to say Shalom to a novel. He forgot, whatever the case was. So what does that person do who was there Shalom? He says, listen, you're not supposed to say Shalom. That makes a person very uncomfortable. So over there, in order, it's interesting, it's too trapping. Either the pshat is not to make the other person uncomfortable, it's make darkei shalom. The darkei shalom is to respond shalom to somebody who says shalom. Not somebody who says shalom enthusiastically. Put your hands, if he doesn't answer shalom, he's a gazel. Because the Gemara, The Gemara in Baruch says, Gzeilata ani biyadech. What's the pshat? Gzeilata ani. What's there to steal from an ani? The only thing you can steal from an ani is his good morning. So you don't respond to a good morning, so it's like you're a ganav. So therefore, he has to respond. I mean, it's the same way of saying it. It's that same thing, obviously. It's a different way of saying the same. Okay, so in any event, we're talking enachinami. When we said shayalom eshiv, we were talking about, he could be shayal b'shalom, yes. Others should not, if they know, should not be shayal. But if they did, meshiv. That's all that it's saying. It's not indicating to others that they should ignore the fact that he's an av. But they shouldn't say shalom aleichem to him for 30 days. So that could be the pshat.
If that's the case, that we're talking about where somebody didn't know. And therefore, the reason that we're being marked or shalom is basically either, like a Ritva learns, being back to shalom. I reversed it for him. Sorry, I said over the Rishi to the Ritva. The Ritva says that it's because of Dr. Shalom, or the Rishi that it's because he shouldn't be considered to be a gazlan, because of the Gemara and Brachas. It doesn't make sense that we should do the same thing even during the first 3 days. If that's the issue, so we'll let him be measured. Why does the Brisa say that it's us? And says the Gemara, Hasam, during the first 3 days, Modaluhu velo mahadil. He tells them, if somebody speaks to him, he tells them, in order that they shouldn't be angry, that he is an Ovo. From 3 days on, he doesn't have to be Mudia then, that he's an Ovo. He can simply answer to somebody who doesn't know that he's an Ovo, as if everything is okay. A little bit strange how people wouldn't know he's an Ovo from the third day to the seventh day, but okay, the Rishonim talk about that, maybe talking about that he had to go out for some particular reason, they meet him outside, and so on. And what's very interesting is that Bechlal Bezmanazeh, I mean, the Minig has become to basically almost ignore this. People are not aware of this, and after the Ritva goes through all of the dinim, he actually points out that Nagu Eilam Kula B'dvorim Eil. Things nowadays, somehow people are not mocked, where the Lashon of the Ran is, Bava Nesenu, Bedora Zenizorim, lately people aren't these, and so on. Well, what's interesting is that the Ramah writes in the Darkei Meisha that apparently the people are relying on the fact that what we call Sheila Shalom, you know, such as a good morning or how are you doing and so on, is not really the Sheila Shalom that is mentioned in the Gemara. Because after all, this is his own sheet. He brings also in the Darkei Meisha that the Sheila Shalom is only with the use of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name or the Shalom itself. And he himself writes, the Ramah writes that the Samar Mekelach or Shleishim, the point must be that if you don't say Shalom and you just say something about how are you doing, so then it would be okay. And apparently that's the certainly Leachar Shleishim. That was the way people nowadays are naming.
Here it says that if one finds a friend who's an Ovo within 12 months, you said before the same thing about 30 days. Now it says 12 months. Make up your mind. And after 12 months, you can say, not directly, but we heard about your loss, and things will be better, and things like that. To be speaking, this is actually speaking about a mason, to be master. Mason, what a wonderful man he was, or she was. Or so. You could say, that's called also minatza. Whereas Amar Rabbi Meir, that is ridiculous. You know what this is like? I'll tell you what it's like. It's like a guy who broke his leg. A guy breaks his leg, and his leg he went to the emergency room, and now it's fine. So he's walking around with his leg; it's cured. He meets now this great, brilliant orthopedic surgeon. The orthopedic surgeon says, "What a lousy job! Come back to me; I'll break your leg again, and I'll fix it, and then you'll see what a good doctor I am." So that's what this guy is doing. The guy already recovered, basically. As well as he recovered. So what are you going to do? You start breaking his heart again. Now after talking about it, his loss, and so now you'll tell him to have a chomer. What kind of thing is that to do, says Rabbi Meir? So Mimela, there's no point in speaking Nechama after your base chedesh. He's already recovered. So Matsoro Feva Merlo, Kolach Hatzli, come on into my clinic. Anisho Rab, break your leg again. Verpoena, Kadesh Tidash, Samamanim Shali Yafin, I gotta show you how good I am at fixing things. These guys have to prove how deep their Tanchumim are, and they always have something intelligent to say. So Mimela, first they'll get him into matzah, but they cannot be able to say it. But anyway, so the first Brayta said 30 days. Second Brita says 12 months. So how do you explain that? Lo kasha, of course. Haba aviv imay. Haba sharkrovim. There's a difference. When the av and aim, it's 12 months. So therefore, the same halacha pertains in the 12 months. Wait a second. So hasanami yedabri motan chuvim atzad. We said over there in the case of the shloshim. So why don't we say by that case also that it's the post shloshim is like the post yud beis chodesh. The post yud beis chodesh said yedabri motan atzad. How come we didn't mention post shloshim? You can be yedabri motan atzad by other relatives. Inachinami. Certainly it would apply to other relatives where he finished the shiva after shloshim. He's like the one who finished yud beis chodesh for an avayim. So there too, inachinami. When the bright over there said enam adabri motan chumim, my enam adabri motan chumim kedarka. It means not to give him the standard tanchumim. Aval medaberi mominatzad inachinami. He would speak to him minatz. Amei marshachiv lebarbere kore luye. How do you know Kriya is Mu'umad? What are you going to tell me? That's la locha. Vatanya, yoshav agavi mita agavi kise agavi yudaina and even agavi karka. Lo yotza yedei chovato. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, meaning, shelo kiyem kviyat amitam. So therefore, must be that he's adding things. Omar Lei wasn't adding things. It means it was alamitak for you. But it means arsas ke'in arsa. Tana rabbanan elu dvorm shavel asurbem. Asurbem alach rechitza bezichon nitash b'shamit v'nilatza sandal. Asurbe krot patura b'nim hii mechutumi v'nishnot b'mishnu v'medrush alach z'vashas b'agolaz. V'imo yi rabbi tzirichon o inu nimna. Maise umeit v'nosh rabbi yosef b'tzipori v'nichlas b'beit ha-midrash. V'dorash kol ayom kulo. Rabba Barbachana Hitre Be Milta Savadal Mefik Lupirka Omala Rafhanina Ima Yuba Rabim Tsrichim Lai Eno Nimna Savala Kumiyamuri Alo Omala Rab Tanya Bavachalo Yamit Turguman Velahi Ovid Kihod Tanya Maser made Benosha Rabbi Yuda Rabbi Loi Vinichnas Beta Midrash Vinichnas Rabbi Hanani Benakavia Vyashav Bitsido Lachashul Rabbi Hanani Benakavia Rabbi Benakavia Turguman The Turguman Ishmael Rabbim Tana Rabbanan, Ovel Shlesha Yomim Arishanim Asur Laniach Tefillin, Mishlishi Ve'elach Mishlishi Bechlal Mutar Laniach Tefillin, Vim Bo Parim Chadashot Eno Choletz, Tiver Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Yoshua Omer, Ovel Shlesha Yomim Arishanim Asur Laniach Tefillin, Misheni, Vesheni Bechlal Mutar Laniach Tefillin, Vim Bo Parim Chadashot Choletz, Omer Masna, My Tam Jerozkri, Ve'yitmum Yemei, Bechima Ego Moisha. Omer Avina, My Tam Revishu, Dechtiv Achrita, Kiyoma, Rabbi Yeshua Nami Akhtiv Yitmu Yimei Omelecha Shani Meishu Toki Vavle Rabbi Yezin Nami Akhtiv Akhrita Ki Yoma Ika Marir Echad Yoma Oma Ula Alok Rabbi Yezin Bechalitza Alok Rabbi Yeshua Vanocha Ibo Elu Bishaini Ilu Ula Choletz or no Choletz Tashma Amu La Choletz Umeniach Vila Mea Pomim Tani Nami Yochi Yehuda Bentimo Ymer Choletz Umeniach Vila Mea Pomim Rova Oma Kimoji Niach Shuv Eno Choletz ורובו הוא דיומר הלוכי קטנה דידן, דיומר שלושה, מצווה שייני. תן רבונו, עובר שלושה יומים הראשונים עשו במלאכה, אפילו אני המתפרנס מן הצדקה, וכאן ואילך עושה בצינה בתוך ביתו, ואישה טובה בפלח בתוך ביתה. תן רבונו, עובר שלושה יומים הראשונים אינו הילך לבית העבר, וכאן ואילך הולך, ואינו יושב במקום המנחמים, אלא במקום המתנחמים. תנו רבנו נובו שלושה ימים ראשון מסור בשאלת שלום משלושה ועד שבעה משיב ואינו שואל מכאן ואילך שואל ומשיב כדרכו שלושה ימים הראשונים אסור בשאלת שלום ותניה מעשה ומת בנו של רבי עקיבא נכנסו כה ישרוב הספידו מספד גודל בשעס פטירו עשינו אמר רבי עקיבא עשב סור גדול ואמר אחינו בית ישראל שימו אפילו שני בנים חתנים מנוחמו בשביל כבוד שעשיתם ואם בשביל עקיבא באתם הרי כמה עקיבא בשביל אלא כך אמרתם תורת אלוהב בליבו כל שכן ששכרכם כפול לכו לביתכם לשלום עצה זה גמר כבוד רבים שעמים Now, you said Mishloshava Ad Shiva, Mei Shiva Veino Shoel, Mikan Veil Shirla Meshiv Kedarko, but Raminu, Amotzeat Chavirova, but Tosh Shlosha, Shloshim Yom, Medaberi Motan Chumi, but Eino Shoel Beshlomo, Leach Shloshim Shoel Beshlomo, Eino Medaberi Motan Chumi, Meitai Shoel Venasai Shacheret, Eino Shoel Lekanis Lubeto, Leberi Motan Chumi, Matzo Beshuk, Omer Lo Besofa Rofo, Bekovid Roish, Omrevidi Barovin. What does it say here? All it says is that who shoel b'shalom acherim? That's true, because acherim are shruim b'shalom, but acherim are still not allowed to be shoel b'shalomo because who ain't shoel b'shalom the whole 30 days. But you said meshiv. I mean, you said meshiv. Bechval b'shalina lei. De lo yade. Iyachi hasam nami. So if that's the case, why can't he respond here, even the shlosha? Why can't he respond even betor shlosha if he's just going to be modia to them that he's a aval? So hasam nami. Why can't he respond? So hasam modalo v'lo mahadalo. Over there, he's not meshiv. He's modia to them that he's an aval. Masha'im ken aval lo tzarech ludiini. Here he doesn't have to be modia. So when it says that he's meshiv, it means meshiv without saying I am an oval. It's just meshiv, meaning he pretends that everything is okay.
And Rashi's saying this is within Shiva, but after the first 3 days.
Yeah. In the Lachar. Ha'akash Leishu, he says. Hi, yes, the Gemara of Raminu. What about Amotzi's Chaver Oval betokin beis Chedesh medabrim etanchumim veneshor b'shloim elatri beis Chedesh or b'shloim vene medabrim etanchumim avu medabrim o minatzad Omer Rabbi Meir Amotzi's Chaver Oval leachri beis Chedesh umedabrim botanchumim is a nut l'mal dome l'adam shenishbro raglo v'chaita matzor ofei v'amalo k'lach etzli ani shovra v'erpa'ena k'de sh'teda sh'sav amonim sh'li yofi. No kasha, it's famous for Chodesh Bavli v'Imai. Oh, b'shar kravi. So some nami yedabrim b'tanchumim atzad. Einach nami, we weren't talking about that. When it says einam yedabrim b'tanchumim, it means kedarko, havam yedabrim o'min atzad.